This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says addressing homelessness is his top priority. In his State of the City speech today, he says he wants to add nearly $30 million in federal pandemic relief money to the city's affordable housing fund. His goal is to lift thousands of people out of homelessness over the next 2 years. A recent report from a local advocacy organization criticized the city's sweeps of homeless encampments. People living on the streets told researchers that the sweeps did not connect them to resources. Federal officials will conduct an emergency roundup of wild horses in northwestern Colorado this week. CPR's Megan Verlier reports they're concerned there's just not enough grass left on their range.
Approximately 450 wild horses roam on federal and private land 80 miles north of Grand Junction in what's known as the West Douglas Herd Area. The Bureau of Land Management plans to remove all of them. The BLM says wild horses should not be in this area, and the situation has grown dire this summer. The region is under an extreme drought with little food and water, and a wildfire in June damaged those resources even further. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A man was found dead after his commercial raft flipped in the Arkansas River on Saturday. Colorado Parks and Wildlife say the raft overturned in a steep and rocky stretch of the river. A commercial rafting company downstream rescued and tried to resuscitate the unresponsive man. Chaffee County authorities declared him dead on scene. This is CPR News.